1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped from a Boise lockup with the help of an accomplice found following a two-day manhunt. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly says the two are now accused of two murders while on the run.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
The two men captured separately about 130 miles from Boise. The U.N. Security Council set to vote today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. Lawmakers in Congress have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown over the weekend. There's a vote set for today, a publicly traded shell company looking to merge with former President Trump's social media outlet. If it gets the okay, Trump would get a big payout. This is ABC News. When it comes to paying for a roof over your head, the scales have tipped a lot in favor of renting. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The average monthly payment right now on a new apartment lease is about $2,100. When you look at the average monthly payment on a new home mortgage, it's almost $3,000. So in other words, it's about 40% more expensive to buy right now than to rent when you're just comparing those monthly costs on average. Obviously, this data is going to change based on where you live. There are some markets that rent is more. There are markets where it's a lot more to buy.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A lot of people back in a buying mood, though. National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes surged 9.5% last month. And a game played in the basements of a lot of homes is celebrating half a century. Dungeons & Dragons, marking its 50th anniversary, partnering with Converse. Limited edition D&D Chuck Taylors will debut next month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Save big money right now at Menards. Always give your pet the best with Merrick grain-free dog food. It's made with real ingredients from right here in the U.S. to provide your pet with a balanced nutrition. Real meat is the first ingredient, and the recipe is specially balanced with protein, healthy fat, and fresh produce. Save big money and pick up a 22-pound bag for $76.98. Prices good through December 3rd.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging thousands of signatures in a petition looking to force a recall election against him, while the state Supreme Court is deciding whether the signatures need to come from the maps he was elected on or the state's new legislative maps. Voss says they're short either way. He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badger women in the Frozen Four.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team, led by Kirsten Sims, are in New Hampshire for the Frozen Four. Looking to repeat as national champions, they face off tonight against Colgate. Badgers head coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitude of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants last night, 7-6. That snapped Milwaukee's five-game winning streak. NBA, the Bucks down the Nets, 114-108. Giannis able to play after missing two games with a sore hamstring. March Madness, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Wisconsin back in the big dance for the first time in 2 years. Max Klesman asked if they're excited for tonight's game.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and, like, put up a shot at the March Madness logo during the shoot around.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Snow will gradually end by early to mid-afternoon. We may get another inch or so of accumulation by the time it winds down. 36 today with wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 34, with more snow on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, which is always one of our favorite days. We got so much going on. We're going to have some live music coming in from Dennis's guest from the glam band, Eric Ratzak, one of the greatest drummers around, is going to stop by. Yeah. We got honey pie that we're going to be giving to everybody, courtesy of Angel. And we got Mark Hewson to help me with all my physical ailments. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Mark, I was just telling Todd, our producer, that you're going to start charging us. Johnny's got, now he came in, oh God, every time it's my hip, it's my ankle.
Well, you ever,
but today is his neck. Slept wrong.
You ever do that, Mark? And I could not turn my neck, my head, when I came in here today. So Big Wayne was here, and he's a physical trainer. He said, oh man, you got a knot right there. So he pushed so hard, I almost brought tears to my eyes. Yeah, well, but he said, that's the best. It did, Jim.
Oh, if you would have heard the noises he was making.
All right, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you don't have to handle that one, Mark.
Yeah. But he said I should get a, is it a roll bar? Or what did he say I should get? You said you had one.
A foam roller.
A foam roller. You never hear that, Mark?
Foam roller. Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked, Mark, did you ever hear of that? That is like a jump rope. That is so common in the world of training. A foam roller.
When are you leaving for vacation? 20 minutes?
Don't let the door
in the ash on the way out, Jim.
I can feel the love in the studio right from here.
I've been looking forward to this vacation, so yes.
But are those good, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but there's, they've also got roll sticks that look like, it looks like an inch thick, and they got all these like little roll beads, and yeah, you can use those. They've got foam rollers, which are like 3 or 4 inches thick, and you can use them for your back, and you can use them for your legs, and there's lots of different things you can use foam rollers for.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, the best thing, I'll tell you this. My wife had two different ones. So there's one that the foam rollers that are like 3 feet long, which are, everyone thinks are awesome. Till all of a sudden you go on vacation, you're like, what am I going to do? I can't take that on vacation. But they have these ones that are like 10 inches long that you can put in suitcases that are real easy.
Oh, cool.
And those are some of the best ones to do.
Awesome. Yeah, but awesome.
Don't you ever fall off those things? I mean, the 3 foot, let's say you're doing your
thigh.
This
coming from the guy that can't do a lunge without falling over.
Maybe that's part of it. But Mark, you got to admit, those 3 foot give you a little bit more latitude when you're rolling out your hip or your side. Versus
correct.
Those
correct.
10-inch
I mean,
ones.
So you can, if you're at home,
the 3 foot. All right,
but they're a pain. The 3 foot ones are a pain of, what do you do with them when they're not around? So I tell a lot of people, you know, you put them underneath your bed there because you've heard people will trip on them and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's kind of like one of those things where it's like, it can be a pain when you're not using them. But yeah, I mean, if you've got a foam roller and you can definitely put both legs on it or both backs on it or whatever. Yeah. But if you have a smaller one and then you can, you know, take it with you, it makes it a lot easier.
Oh, awesome. I like this. I've never heard of them before.
I never heard of a guy taking his foam roller with him on vacation, but I don't think that's in my suitcase right now.
I think athletes do.
Okay. All right. That's what Mark does. All right.
There. Yeah. What else going on, Mark?
You know, it's snowing and it's March, so what's new?
Yeah,
you
know, I know, right?
It's, you know, as I maybe I was the one who jinxed it, but, you know, saying, hey, that, you know, we hit March and usually the snow comes about WIA boys state tournament time. So we're 1 week late.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome times, you know, I mean, it's, we've been blessed with such a great winter and, as my wife just pulled in from her working out saying it's really not that bad out there. And I'm standing here in my garage going, do I need the snow blow or not?
What's, isn't it supposed to be really warm like Monday, like 47?
No, I think it's supposed to snow again.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to say one thing, Mark, it's people would have to be our age, so not you're younger, but my age. When a really bad knee injury was it, boom, you're done. You'll never play sports again. You'll never walk without a limp again. You'll never, whatever. The young man from UW Green Bay that just entered the transfer portal, I didn't know about his background when he was in high school. Like ACL, MCL, the bone was broke, the whatever was pulled, something else was torn. Mind-boggling, okay? And Jim and I sat there a couple weeks ago, watched him score 19 points in a game. It's I don't know if people have to be from an older era to understand the advances in sports medicine in 20 years. Isn't it absolutely incredible?
Well, John, I can tell you that, so when you talk about age, so I'm going to be 50.
Okay.
And I was at that age where ACLs were getting real, when I say real good, that they were much improved back in, you know, I was graduating in 92. But I'll tell you that it wasn't that many years before that. If you tore your ACL, it kind of ruined the rest of your life or career because you couldn't do anything.
Absolutely.
But I would say by probably the late 1990s, it was, hey, guess what? We have new techniques and we can get people back within a year. And I mean, you can do quite a few ligaments. You can break a bone. You can do things that doesn't help you out, but it's not one of those things of, hey, your career is totally done. And that's what's great about it.
And they should, you guys, I know you educate the students, you educate the coaches, you should educate the sports announcers too, because they're all, could be a career ending.
And
like Johnny said, not most of them. Yeah, I think most of them do come back. So,
It's mind-boggling, especially these basketball players right now. It's amazing,
Jim. I'll tell you this though, not to defend John. You know, I mean, you know, I know John announces, and honestly, John and Ted have been always wonderful. They've, they don't jump to that conclusion, but we all do. You know, I mean, even medical professionals, you'll look at that injury going, oh, I know what's going on. It's like, or why are they doing that? How do you know what's going on when you're on a TV or even in the stands?
Right? Yeah.
You know, it's like you have to trust, you know, many times, great examples. When you're on a football field and you have to spine board someone, many times that's, you're going off of the, you know, and it looks very scary.
I hate
and
to
it
see
takes
that.
A long time.
There's nothing in sports I hate seeing more than that when they bring out that board.
Correct. But I'm going to tell you that, knock on wood, I've done it, I don't want to say hundreds, I have not. I would say, I bet you I've spun boarded 40 to 50 people in my career. Now, they have all done well, but the whole point is you're going off of maybe what their symptoms are. And I've had people, it ended up being nothing. And then some people end up saying, oh no, I had parts of my spine maybe that were, they had small fractures. It's ones that you can recover from and they don't affect you walking and moving. So it's one of those things. The reason why we do the spine boarding is to make sure, yes, you can get them to a hospital. You can get them under an x-ray and you can look and say, nope, you're good. Now we can move. Because there are the certain cases you do hear where we've had people walk in and end up saying, you know what, I can't feel part of my rear end, or I can't feel my hamstring, my leg. And they go in and find out they have a pretty severe fracture of a spine. So it can happen. And that's why, you know, we take the precautions And yes, does it delay a game? It does. Does it look very scary? It does.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
But in the end, it's one of those things. It's the best thing for that patient. Yeah. That's
hey, Mark, what are, yeah. Well, gotcha. That's got to be awfully scary. Out of those 40 people, like, what do they say to you? Those kids got to be totally freaked out when you bring out that board. Do you say to them, look, you're going to be fine, or we don't know, or, man, I would be like...
Jim, I would say a lot of times, yeah, that's what sometimes it is. It's a scare. They're scared because they may have felt something, and you have to kind of take with what they're saying. They may be saying, I can't feel my legs, or I've got a lot of pain. And you got to remember, you know, I'm going to go to football. They've got now equipment on their whole body. So now you have to try to get underneath them and try to assess it of where is that pain? You know, is it is the pain saying, hey, it's my lower leg? Now, it could be broken. We would splint it and get them off the field. But if also they say, I can't feel my left leg, and maybe they had, you know, a quick incident where there is numbness. So it's one of those things of
stinger.
It's best to put them on a board and get them out of there. But yeah, you know what it is then? I was just going to say is now it's a matter of calming them down, walking them through, because they're laying there and they're going to hear the sirens of the ambulance.
Yeah.
And they're going to hear the commotion. And then they're going to hear it get real quiet. And you guys have all been there.
Yeah.
You can sit at a football stadium and it gets real quiet.
Right.
Like you can hear whispers. So,
you know, the old Packer, Dominic Gentile, years ago.
Gentile,
remember Dom? And I remember asking him, Dom, what's the first thing? First thing is to just get together, relax.
Right.
He said, first thing we do, before anything else, I just want to, we're here. We're going to take care of it. Just relax for a minute. And so, and the guys go, well, it's my legs. Just take some deep breaths. Just chill for a minute.
Right,
and then we'll talk. And he said that's the first thing you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. I just had this talk with one of my coworkers. You know, sometimes as an athletic trainer and you get out on the field, a court or whatever, I'm already out there now. Like the game stopped, you know, and then some kids get embarrassed or parents. I mean, and people are like, let's just go. I want to get out here. It's like, listen, I'm already out here. Give your teammates a break.
Yeah.
Let them kind of catch their breath. Get some water. It uses it almost like a time. excuse me. You're like using it like a timeout.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things of calm down. That you know, it's not. We're not going to always. And probably some people think, oh, am I going to get spine board? I don't want to spine board someone. But you do it when it's needed.
Yeah.
And then there's times you use your skills and you assess them. You go, you know what? I don't think they need to be spine boarded. I'm going to take them off the field this way. It's tough because you're making choices off of what they're saying. You're making choices off of what they're feeling. And they got to be honest. You know, you don't want them to say, I can't feel it, but I'm going to try to get up.
Yeah.
A lot of times they can't get up.
Mark, can you stick around? Do you have to get to work? Okay, after we throw it to a break. So there's some other stuff I want to talk to you about in regards to in watching the NCAA tournament and some of these kids. We talked a little bit about coming back, but I want to talk about what a great field that is that you guys are in for athletes. And it's a great field for anybody, but what I'm saying is, you know, so many you guys give such great treatment now to these athletes. Sports medicine has been a part of their lives since they've been playing, like, real competitive sports now. I think this is a whole new world, and you have so many. It used to be, like, it was unusual they have a trainer at a game.
Yeah.
Now every single game basically has one of your people at it. And I just want to talk a little bit, if somebody's interested in doing this, and maybe it's somebody that, you know, has bounced back from an injury over the years or something, what goes into becoming a sports trainer? Because I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think this is a cool thing. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When as squeamish as I am about some things,
yes.
If I went back 50 years, I would literally look into doing that and dealing with athletes with these kind of things. I think it's a cool field. I really do.
And I think that gives parents a lot of confidence.
Absolutely.
You worry about your kids more than anything. And
yep.
To say, look, if something does happen, and it can, that, I mean, they got Bell in there. That's,
yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep. Cool.
We're going to be right back, Mark.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Perfect. Back with more right after this.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, it's time to basically ride into spring and text to win right now in our statewide contest on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been waiting for this word, I've got it for you, so stand by for it. Just do this. Download the Civic Media app right now in the Apple or Google stores. Get that because you can always listen to Mino and the Mayor and all the other great shows on WGBW and WISS. But right now, it's time to text to win. This hour's word is green. G-R-E-E-N. This hour's word is green, so text that right now. Download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGW. You're going to go to a drawing for a great stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And the grand prizes include bike, blender, and a patio love seat. So you can text to win right into spring right now. The word green. Text now. Get set to win with WGBW and WISS. And now back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And Mark is really good at that. He's a pro. Bell Sports Medicine. Mark, we were talking about that. I've had kids ask me, or not kids, but whatever, like, who are those trainers at those games? Who are those medical people? Who's them? Tell me a little bit about if somebody was interested in that field, and like maybe they're in high school. Well, what are the steps?
Yeah, so it's changed. At one point when I was going through, so I'm going to show my age, most people so let's take Wisconsin, there was only one approved curriculum where you went and got a bachelor's, that was lacrosse.
Okay.
Everyone else, if you wanted to go through the program, which is, I went through a different program, I went through like an internship, so I had to get more hours and get more hands-on, but still take core classes.
Mark, what's the bachelor's degree in? What was the degree?
The bachelor's degree at that lacrosse was athletic training.
Okay.
So my bachelor's degree, so I went to UW Green Bay. My bachelor's degree was in human biology, but I took core classes, kinesiology, anatomy, physiology, the chemistry. You took how to evaluate injuries for athletic training. So you took seven or nine core classes, and then I had to get I think it was 1,500 hours if I remember right. That program, those programs went away, honestly, just about 4 years ago, and it shifted now. So everyone across the nation now is under a master's of athletic training. So in the state here, there's, I'll be honest, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess that there's probably 8 or 10 programs that have master's of athletic training. So you could go get a bachelor's and then come back and you get a master's in athletic training for 2 years. And now you're an athletic trainer. Now, probably the big thing is, where do you go? When I was coming out, most people said, I want to go professional. I want to go college. And then there was... now, there's a lot of people that even... We have, at Bellin, I think we have 24 athletic trainers that work in the clinic with our physicians. We're even in the process of getting ready to have athletic trainers to go in surgery with some of our docs. So it's really expanded. It's a great, because it's a great opportunity. I think the biggest thing, it's time. People when you're young, they'll say, I want to stick with athletics. But then they realize, geez, athletics is played from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So, yeah. Again, you spine board someone and now you're maybe at the hospital. Maybe you're not getting home till 11 o'clock at night on a night. I've missed weddings. I've missed, I've had games on holidays. My family's come up and celebrated it up here because I have to go off and work a game on a holiday. There's, there's things you give up, but I will also sit there and say, when I left school, I had a hard time thinking I was going to sit at a desk. I did not want to do that. So the field I went into, I got to still be associated with athletics, which is awesome.
Great.
So would someone to get on the field, any field, football, soccer, basketball, do they have to get the master's degree? Is that a requirement now?
Yep. So now to become nationally, you become a certified athletic trainer, and you end up having to take a board exam. I had to do like a paper test. Now it's all online, and you get certified nationally. And then in the state of Wisconsin, we are just licensed. So you more or less pay a fee, and you more or less say, hey, I've passed these credentials. I'm licensed to practice in the state, just like you are to be a hairstylist or something like that.
But does the national then get, you can go work in Illinois, Iowa?
Yep.
That's
nationally
awesome.
Allows me to work nationally. I can work anywhere in the United States. I can even work overseas to a point, but then every state's got regulations.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes, many times, it's not another test. What it is you just fill out a paperwork saying you're paying the state. You know, I think mine comes up this year, and I'll pay the state $70-some for the next 2 years to say that I'm a licensed athletic trainer.
How is it getting jobs? How's the market?
There's a ton of jobs out there. Sadly, just because, I mean, everyone's got jobs available. We just took on six schools this last year, which was huge.
Yeah.
We hired quite a few staff and it's awesome. We think we have close to 34 athletic trainers work out in the high school setting, which is awesome. And that the best thing about it, you know, taking care of your kids, and it's not, you know, it doesn't down to when someone needs to be spine boarded. You know, it's about how do you educate these kids for better stretching? How do you educate them that they need to eat right? How do you educate them that, you know what, that scrape, you know, it looks like a scrape and it's not a big deal, but also now there's pus coming out. Maybe we need to get you in to see a doctor because you need to be on medications. So
also, I know another thing you guys talk about is sleep, how important sleep is.
Yep. Sleep. I mean, you know, before when I came out, it was, you know, just treating injuries. Yeah. Now it's nutrition. It's mental health. It's sleep. It's flexibility. You know, there's so much education that kids need. There's so much education. You guys know how it is. You could tell, you know, I'm going to pick on the dads, you know, tell a dad, well, this is what your kid needs. And back in my day, I didn't do that. Well, guess what?
That's why you are the way you are.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, things change. You know, I mean, I heard it, you know. I have a son, and probably maybe at some point I'll be like, back in my day, guess what? I wasn't the greatest athlete either. So it's just like, it's just one of those things where you have to kind of sit there and go, hey, we have new advances and we have new ways to, I mean, concussion care. We used to put them in a dark room. I use that one as an easy example. We don't put them in dark rooms any longer. I don't want to say we want to put them back to sport right away, but we want to get them back to a normal lifestyle. We don't want them sleeping, you know, 20 to 24 hours a day if you don't need that. It's like, let's get them up. Let's get into a routine. Let's do different things to help their body become what's normal, you know.
Mark,
yes, and injuries happen.
I got one last quick question for you, and it's in regards to that. When they say he's in concussion protocol and they take him into the little booth, is it that they had asked them some questions which were fine and then re-ask them the questions to see how they answer? Is that what they do?
Yeah, I mean, from concussion protocol, you're just trying to assess them from, you know, it could be, you know, the lights. You know, let's take a big stadium. You know, the lights, when you have them look up, are bugging them a ton. So let's put them into and they do have these private tents.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're trying to put them where maybe it's, you know, not as much light, or just trying to give them privacy, you know, looking side to side. You know, I've always said on some of those, people talk about it's a bad injury and they know it, you know, it's maybe not a concussion, and they just emotionally it hits them. So you're trying to respect of, hey, give them respect, let them assess what's going on. That's the big challenge with these things. And you treat them like a human with respect, and that's what it's all about.
Outstanding. You know, Mark Hughes, this is awesome.
This is great. And parents shouldn't question you now because of all the talent when it comes to healthcare and Bellin and everybody else. So that's great what you're doing. I mean, you give us a lot of confidence that these kids are in good hands.
And now I have some information because I've been asked by parents and different people.
Right.
What does it take to become a trainer? Because it seems, from the stands, it looks like a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
I mean, it really does.
You're doing good
Mark
things.
Mark knows the hours and the right. other stuff. So, Mark, this is great stuff. I really appreciate it. Bell and Sportsness, and you guys have been awesome. And give me one of those roll bars if you can, okay?
Oh, jeez. I'll get it for
Mark. You getting it? Okay. Mark Houston, you're the best. Thank you, my brother.
See you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too,
see ya. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. They don't come any better than that. We got a lot coming up. Gizmo in the house. We're going to do a little magic over the radio. Oh, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There's another new milk processing plant coming online in the state of Kansas, but it's happening at a time when the state's milk production is going down. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Treadle, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says that makes for interesting conversations on where the milk that will fill that processing facility will come from.
They're a very important state, especially moving forward. There's a big processing plant that's coming to town in Dodge City, Kansas, that Hillmar plant. And the fact that we are growing capacity in Kansas, yet we have declining milk production in the state and neighboring states of New Mexico and Texas, it really makes you kind of wonder what's going to happen there and where all the milk is going to come from. That's a big plant that's coming online. I mean, that's 8 million pounds a day of production. And if we're making year-over-year declines in that particular state, we'll see. But that piqued my interest.
Matt Trannell, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville. That Hillmar cheese plant being built in Dodge City, Kansas, is expected to be operational by this fall. Markets in overnight electronic trade, nothing but red ink. Numbers are next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese actually dropped 2.5 cents to 147. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 at 139.75. Double A butter down 1.75 to 282 a pound. Nothing but red ink this morning for our grain trade. December corn's down 3 right now at 473. November soybeans are down a dime at 1193. July wheat's down 4 at 558 a bushel. The April Class 3 milk in Chicago right now up 7 cents at 1581. May milk, that's up 9 right now at 1634 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. Please make sure that you follow us on social media, Fabulous Farm Babe and Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yankee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Snow will gradually end by early to mid-afternoon. We may get another inch or so of accumulation by the time it winds down. 36 today with wind east to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 34, with more snow on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. You're in a good-looking Friday morning, except for the snow. It is 26 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. We've got Gizmo here to talk about Houdini and to do a magic trick over the air, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to do this commercial, but should people get a deck of cards right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Grab a deck if you have one.
Folks, if you're listening, try to grab a deck of cards because we're going to do a live magic trick over the air.
And we've done it before and it worked.
And it worked. Yes, it did.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now is the time to get it done. Because from now until March 31st, zero interest up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors. Pay now, 3 years. No, Pella now, pay later. 3 years, in fact. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors very easy. They go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote, taking the time to listen and educate you in all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Installation is completed with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Order by March 31st to get zero interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply.
Great company.
Phenomenal.
We love them.
Gizmo, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Gizmo, we got a couple things. I'm sorry.
Well, let's just say Houdini's birthday anniversary coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, March 24th. Yep, he would have been 150 years old.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And we were talking a little bit earlier. There was a movie about him that maybe wasn't as accurate as someone like you who studies magic knows. So how did he live and die?
Well, he was born, I want to back it up a little, he was born in Budapest, Hungary, believe it or not, 1874, 26 years before the millennial, and then he died in 1926, 26 years after the millennial. If you cut a deck of cards in half, it's 26 in each pile. They said his life was cut short because it was all in the cards.
Wow.
Isn't that funny, right?
Yeah, okay. You ever see the movie, Hotel Budapest?
No.
You ever see that movie?
I don't think so.
Todd, you ever see that movie?
No.
Offbeat, but a great movie.
Okay.
All right.
Was it about what?
It's about the Hotel Budapest back in like the 20s.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So, it was that era in Budapest.
Yeah. So then when he was a kid, his parents moved here. His dad was the first rabbi in Appleton, believe it or not. Yeah. So they were moved here. There's some stories about his dad being involved with a murder back in the old country.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, there's no truth to it. So you never know. And people love to start stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have some kind of incentive to move from to Appleton.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a murder, but wow.
Well, the joke in the magic community is that Houdini once said, "My greatest escape was escaping Wisconsin."
Really? Oh, wow.
He said that jokingly because there just wasn't the opportunities here that there were in bigger cities for him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so Houdini grew up here a little bit. He spent some time as a kid here. And then eventually he got into magic. He found a book by a guy named Jean-Robert Houdin, who was a guy, he was French, and he was a great illusionist. He made a lot of stuff out of clock parts. His dad, anyway, I can go into that. So he studied that, and then he didn't realize that Houdin he named himself after his wife. And so Houdini named himself after this guy, and he added the I, because in, I think, Italian, if you add an I, it's like. So he's like Houdin. So Houdini is where he came up with that name, because his real name was Eric Weiss. And his mom called him Little Airy, and his friends like, "What's your mom calling you Harry for?" So he picked up the nickname Harry as a kid, and then he also used it in his stage name to pay homage to another magician named Harry Harry Keller. Harry Keller. Hope I get that right. But anyway, so that's a little bit about Houdini and his.
Nice.
So
how long was he in Appleton?
He was there as a boy. So he was there like from the age of 3 or 4 to about a teenager.
All right.
So, yeah.
And they still got Houdini Plaza down there, right?
Well, they took claim to him. I mean,
yeah,
and I would
sure.
too. I mean,
yeah.
And before we get to 150 years old, but he died. A lot of people think he got punched and got into a tank.
I always thought you got kicked in the stomach or something.
There's a little story there. He could take a punch to the stomach. He had this thing where he would clench and say, hit me as hard as you want.
Right.
Well, he was getting ready and some college student punched him and he wasn't quite set yet. And it hurt. And he thought that when he punched him, that was from the punch. When it actually happened, his appendix was ruptured and he didn't know it.
Was it ruptured because of the punch?
They don't know.
Okay.
It's speculative, but it could have been. But either way, then he started to perform like a couple days later and the pain was so intense, he actually passed out on stage mid-show, got up and finished the show. Then they took him to the hospital. Then they found out his appendix was you know, and then they went to cut him open and he was full of infection and he died on Halloween a few days later. Yeah. So
wow.
And now because he died on Halloween, they have a seance they still do every year. They did it for the first 10 years after his death. His wife Bess would get together with everyone because he said, you know, I've got a code, I'm giving it to Bess. If anybody can pass over the line, it's going to be me. And Bess will know the code. So they'd have a seance every year, and Bess never got the code.
Oh.
So, but then they still, magicians still get together every year. You can look this up.
I heard he gave this chick he had on the side. it's just what I heard.
Could you imagine if that would have happened, though? You talk about the second coming. You talk about, sensationalism or making a big, big story out of something. But I know he was said, look, if anyone's going to come back, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
So he gave that code to his wife and said, look, through a seance or through some way, shape or form, I'm going to get to you with that code.
Right.
Wow.
So and the funny thing is he was a debunker of spiritualism back then. They were the you know, psychics of the day. And he would debunk them by saying they're just using magic tricks. You know, don't fall for these charlatans. But there were a handful that he just really didn't have an explanation for. And he thought they seemed to be somewhat genuine. So. There's that whole thing about
it. All right, let's do this magic trick.
So here we go.
Here we go.
So now,
got your cards ready, everybody?
If you have your cards ready.
Grab a deck of cards. Here we go.
Now, this is going to be you follow the directions. The magic will happen in your own hands.
Okay.
It's a really great trick, and I think it's great for today.
Here we
Houdini, he would love it.
Okay.
So what I'd like you to do, without me looking, I'll look away.
Okay.
I need you to make two piles of cards in front of you, but they need to have the same amount in each pile, and it needs to be 10 or less. So I need you to make two piles of, for example, 3, or two piles of 4, or two piles of 7, or 2 piles of 9. All right, I'm talking so that I don't hear any cards smacking,
gotcha,
or I'm not giving it away.
So
or
you don't want to know how many cards
I have no clue how many you have in your hand.
Got it.
And you have the same amount in each pile.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is where we're going to, and those of you who are listening, I need you to designate a pile as your pile, slide that pile towards you, then my pile slide away from you. Okay. Now, I'd like you to pick up your pile, look at the bottom card, memorize it, and take... You need to have the discard pile or the rest of the pack in your hand, okay? So put the whole rest of the deck in your hand.
Take out the one, though?
No. Grab the rest of the deck that's sitting on the table there. Grab the whole pile.
Got it, okay.
The discard pile.
These.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So you have the discard. There you go.
The big pile.
Yeah, the big pile. The big pile, the discard. Have those in your hand. We're going to need those in your hand the whole time.
Okay.
My apologies.
Got it.
So now pick up your pile.
Got it.
Look at the bottom card. Memorize it. And add it to the discard pile. Add the whole stack
right on top. Okay.
Now, this is where I'm going to kind of watch you guys and see if you make any reactions based on numbers. So I'd like you to, every time I say go, place a card face down right in front of you. Okay. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Go.
Okay.
Go. 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 Okay, stop. Gather up all the cards that you've just put together and put them on top of the discard pile.
Okay.
Now, based on your movements there, I think I kind of know where your card might be. Maybe. Do you know where your card is right now?
No, I do not.
Okay. You went past it, I'm pretty sure. So here's what I'd like you to do. My pile is still sitting out in front of you. I'd like you to grab my pile and add that to the top of the pile.
Okay.
So the pile that's out in front of you there, grab that.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
The one that we designated as my pile.
Yeah.
Add that to the top of the pile.
Got it. Got it.
Now, this is where we're going to try to find your card. You remember what it was,
yes.
right? I'd like you to now flip cards face up, okay? And every time you flip up a card, it's going to be for a letter. So we're going to go like this, T-H-I-S, okay? We're going to spell the word this.
Okay.
Okay, T-H-I-S. S. S. Okay, you haven't seen your card so far.
No.
Right? Okay. Now we're going to spell the word is. Okay. I-S.
I-S.
Okay, no card so far?
Nope.
Getting close.
Now the word my, M-Y.
M-Y.
Now the word car, C-A-R.
C-A-R.
C-A-R. Now, the, if we add one more.
C-A-R-D or C-A-R?
C-A-R.
C-A-R.
Yeah.
Car.
Because one letter more would make it card, right?
Yes.
But
okay.
Then it would spell a sentence, too. This is my card, right? So the D, when you say the sentence, flip it over and see if it's true. This is my
card.
Yes.
Did it work?
Yeah.
It worked. Yay.
Wow. I love this stuff.
I do, too.
Isn't that crazy? Is so cool.
So those of you listening, if it worked out, call us up or text us or something. Let us know.
This
That's awesome.
Over the radio magic tricks.
Nice.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
The only problem with this is how do you monetize it? But other than that, it's fun to do.
We have to imagine, right?
Can I keep these cards here for the next time you come?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't have any cards here.
Yeah, so we're going to keep these. Nicely done. Did you guys play at home? Let us know.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
That was fun.
That was fun. What do you got going on? Gizmo, any
You got a lot going on. Tell us what's...
I do have a lot going on. I'm actually stage managing the show James and the Giant Peach right now. It's a kid's show. It's running at the web in the end of April over at St. Norbert College. That's a great show. We've got some great kids, some great talented kids in that show. Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing.
Got a text here. It worked. Amazing.
It is.
Mary
Nice. Nice. Absolutely love that.
Gizmo, why don't you just talk a little bit more about the experience these kids are getting? We talked about that before you came on the air.
But I will say this. You know, they offer a summer program as well. And to see kids there in the summer, to give up your summer to go and do this, tells me that, you know, these are kids that really, they're little dreamers. You know, I was one myself, and I'm John, you know. right? Right, I know, right? Well, yeah, junior college. I see it, yeah.
What is it? Actor of the Year. See it?
Yeah.
Can you see that? Can you believe that?
Peter Misabi.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, where's the one for from the junior high, that you, the pull-up champion that you...
Push-up.
Push-up champion. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I know. Didn't get anything for that. Yeah.
But, you know, the kids, that's such a great opportunity for them because, you know, for one, they're not getting in trouble. but you know, the opportunity is there to not only perform, but to show off their skills and then maybe get spotted by somebody. And maybe they're doing a commercial now or something. You never know. Those things have happened to plenty of people in community theater. So, but, you know, the opportunities are there just... they're abundant because there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of kids. We do a lot of shows, and then there's opportunities to learn how to act, how to do all that.
Trials for this, Peachwood, that's done. The trials are done because you're rehearsing
right
now.
We're in mid-rehearsals right now,
And when is that, April?
It's at the end of April,
And where's that?
Evergreen.com. Yeah, I believe sure on the website, but you'll find it.
You know, it's funny. Everybody thinks that their kid or their grandkid could be, but I've got one of my three granddaughters who... Just in doing things where it's like, whoa, you got that certain something. Because I've been around enough with people. She's got that certain something.
Yeah.
Where she needs something like what you're doing with these kids to take that next step.
But as a parent, you've got to find a vehicle for that. To get them out. And that stuff, I don't know how, what your cost is to that program, but there's kids that have some unbelievable talent at a young age and say, look, this kid is like crazy over this piano. Let's start them early.
And then a side note, there are.
Soccer.
Without saying it too much here, but there are some kids in this community that are, that have not special needs, but they have unique conditions, we'll say.
Sure.
You know, some people might have Asperger's or they might have, autism or things like that. Some kids that are maybe higher on the spectrum, this is a perfect environment for them because they like routine and they like repetition and they like things to be in order and stuff like that. And that's what theater's all about. It's all about that kind of environment. So some kids really can thrive in there that where maybe they wouldn't have thrived in sports or stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Love it.
It's just a perfect environment for them.
Love it. So, I think it's great. I would encourage any kids to get involved with something like that. I think just even for your own self-esteem of going out there and saying, look, I'm doing something or I'm performing and I'm working at this.
Look at you now, John. You were Actor of the Year.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sitting next to you.
It could work. Hey, I was
former mayor.
Plays too. But I just think this is great because when we talk about life skills, plus, you know, there's nothing like live theater either. I mean, I just love it.
You know, and then I got to tell you this story. Once you said live theater, there was a performance recently, a kid's show. And I'm not going to give you all the details, but the scene was, it was a funeral scene. And the kids were standing around and somebody was laying down and it was supposed to be a very somber moment. And... There were supposed to be three bells tolling, ding, 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 you know, right? Very somber moment. Well, they have kids running all this stuff, sound and everything, lights, all that.
That's great.
Well, the kid running the sound was working with another kid, and they're like, one of the sounds wasn't working. Let's review it. You never do that during mid-show. They learned the hard way.
I would think so.
So they backed up some sounds. They were, there's where our problem was. And then like, wait, we got to get a cue. Get ready. They're like, okay. And then they hit the sound, and it was backed up, and it was on the fart sound.
Oh, God.
So three farts went off.
Oh, my God.
The audience, I mean, the kids on stage were trying to keep it together. I'll all ended up laughing.
Oh, my God. You might want to rewrite that play. That's pretty funny.
Gizmo, always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
And a thrill having you
on
here.
I love being on here. You guys
thanks
are great.
For what you're awesome. Doing, Gizmo. This is awesome.
Keep letting us know what's going on in the community for young people, especially again.
Evergreen Theater.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, buddy. Gizmo. When we come back, we're going to have the debut of the song, When I Was Mayor, and Dennis from the Glam Band, Christy, Eric Ratzak. We got live music coming up. If you've been with us this long, you don't want to leave now. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
Never been away, Hake. Never seen a
You're day. Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Aaron Air.
No matter our background, race, or zip code, all Wisconsinites want elected officials who will champion our rights, hear our voice, and fight to improve our beautiful state. On April 2nd, vote for local officials, judges, and the presidential nominee who best fits your values. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and questions that will be on your ballot. So let's come together and voice our vote on April 2nd to create a better Wisconsin for everyone.
Give any room in your home a stunning new look and feel with Palisade Wall Planks from Menards. These easy-to-install, waterproof planks require no mortar and have a natural wood grain or tile look, making them ideal for bathrooms, kitchens, and laundry rooms. They can be installed over concrete, plywood, drywall, and even existing tile. Save big money on your next home improvement project with Palisade Wall Planks, now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Gizmo for joining. I love when he does those card tricks that. That's fun.
And I'm a little kid when it comes to magic.
Me too.
Love it.
So next week, you're going to be enjoying the beaches of Riviera Maya.
I am.
Just kicking back, not a worry in the world.
None.
Just chilling.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know. I just...
All-inclusive.
Maybe it's just me, but I have a feeling that when you're sitting there on the beach, maybe a little suntan slather, sun oil slathered all over you. Those kind of things.
What happened?
You're thinking back. You just kind of reminisce. It's like, man, do you remember that time when I was mayor and I did this? And Donna. Do you remember that time
that could happen
when I was mayor and I did that? Donna, do you remember that one time when I was mayor? Wasn't that awesome? I just have a feeling you're sitting back in that lounge chair reminiscing a little bit.
That
possible?
That's very possible.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
More
so
than
all
possible.
I'm saying is I just want to say this. So Todd and I talked and we thought, you know, what would be a great way to send Jim off to his vacation in Mexico, but for a little ode in recapturing some of those glory years of when Jim was mayor. And here it is. Yesterday, when I was mayor, there was not a hint of grayness in my hair. I was lean and mean. I was such a man. I drank my Busch Light straight out of the can. I ran so many times, and yes, I always won. I was 10-0. It was so much fun. I had my share of battles, but I was never meek. Go toe-to-toe with me, and you'll be up Schmidt's Creek. Show me a ribbon cutting. I'd handle it with pride. Then go to the funeral of someone I didn't know who died.
Oh,
I'd pay my last respects with a big tear in my eye. Then run to the gravestone for a piece of honey pie. I once walked with a llama to bring in a new year. I jumped out of airplanes. I had no mortal fear. Sometimes I sit and laugh at those that were always ripping and now take their grandkids to the Zippin' Pippin'. A Super Bowl I watched in Jerry's private suite. I sat next to Travolta. He thought I was really neat. I partied with Sinatra. I saw my favorite bands. I met the Dalai Lama, who had the softest hands. I was on the silver screen, played a convict in a cell. But when Christmas came around, I'd ring every bell. I used to travel large from the Waldorf to the Hilton. Now I watch The Bachelor with my best friend Milton. I waved at all my neighbors. The memories, they still linger. Even that one time, Domofsky gave me the finger. And here I sit with Johnny, who butchers every chord. Oh, how I miss my buddies on the old county board. But the good outweigh the bad. There's nothing to regret. In fact, sometimes I think the best is coming yet. Dropping ping pong balls, it will be so much fun. Watching people scramble to see if a dollar they have won. I'll sit out on the street in my great big Packers chair and dream about the days. The days when I was mayor.
Yeah. That's unbelievable, John. That is really, really funny.
Wow, you put a lot into that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Wow. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
So one day, Johnny called me. He's like, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And he started going through the lyrics, and I'm literally doubled over in laughter.
Yeah. And he listens to me. You didn't miss a thing, John. Oh, my God. Every story. That was fun. That
good.
Was,
glad God, you liked it. Funny. Good way to send you off
I know
vacation.
You had that kind of talent. That was.
I tried telling you all the time. Nobody listens.
Right. Oh, man, that was funny.
Good. Glad you liked
Thank
it.
Thank you for that, John.
You're very
yes,
welcome.
Yes, I'm going to have a great vacation. I'm going to take that with me and play it to my friends I meet on the beach.
Excellent. So. Very cool.
All right.
Glad to hear it. So, anyway, just want to do that.
That you put a lot into that.
Yeah, it worked out for what, a week? Hey,
he painstakingly thought about the words of that
song. He did.
Song.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, the singing, you know.
Well, that. I'm not going to criticize him. I'm in awe of John. Right
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that.
I don't want to hear it. So.
What do you think of mine? I'm singing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good. Glad you liked it.
Yes. A lot of people are going to like that. That's
good.
Very, very funny.
Good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, as I mentioned, one of our favorite parts of the week is coming up. Christy and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. Is Eric coming in or is he? Because, Eric's going to come in, but Billy is going to be on the phone because the roads are so bad. We'll talk to Dennis when he comes in. He had a tough time getting here from Appleton today. It took him almost an hour to get here from Appleton because the roads were still so bad. So can't have that. So
report that accurately.
Yep, but we're gonna. Yeah, you did not have it. We lambasted that one in a hurry.
Yeah.
Big Wayne kind of put a kibosh to that one too. So
somebody else can do the weather.
That
report.
Did not last very long. No, it did not. So, but also we're gonna debut. We're gonna have some honey pie.
Yes,
which we've never had before. We really need. We gotta wait till Jim comes back. We got to get Mayor Eric and ask him if somehow we can make honey pie the pie of Green Bay.
Yeah, and we just got to...
The beekeepers will go crazy.
And remind our listeners how we even came up with that concept. We were looking at Google about the most requested pies
in
the
country. Requested.
We wanted to know the top pie of Wisconsin, like the favorite pie. And you found something that showed... The most searched pie in Wisconsin.
And again, I said I think most of those people weren't looking for a dessert when they Googled honey pie. That's all I'm saying.
Back to Yeah.
So anyway, but you may have been started something because like Wayne said, it's made with the natural honey that he grew.
If we can help the bee industry.
Absolutely.
I'm all in.
Couple of texts for you guys. Terry says, Mino equals Neil Diamond.
Oh, there thank you, go. Terry.
Sheila from Sabisky says, this song is pure genius. John, you are amazing.
Thank you. And I would agree.
And Cowboy Dave says, I'd like to furnish the ping pong balls. How would you like? How many would you like?
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
See, we're making progress.
I know.
Because of your song.
I would like to recommend a music video. Is this possible? Is anyone willing to do a music video?
I'm all in.
There's a lot of moving parts in that song. I don't think so.
Lots of moving parts. We got center break. Dennis from Glad Band and Chris here. We join us right after this.
Of grayness in my hair, I was lean and mean. I was such a man. I drank my Busch Light straight out of the can. I ran so many times, and yes, I always won. I was 10-0. It was so much fun.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.